Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Brandon Shanahan. On today's program, we catch up with Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pasuti.
First thing I wanted to talk to you about today is with the holiday season just around the corner, the holiday sip and shop event going on in downtown Perry tonight or right now if you're listening to this in the evening. So can you kind of just remind our listeners a little bit about what they should know about that and all the fun that's happening in downtown Perry?
Right, so this is just an activity about once a month in the fall that the merchants get together to do. So continuing that tradition for the sip and shop, seemed to be a bit more holiday now that it's November. And so that's Friday, 5 to 8 p.m. They all are on Fridays as an extended shopping experience. With COVID, it's a little bit different. You know, normally we're really wanting large crowds and to take advantage of the refreshments and things like that. But we're still calling it a sip and shop. Face masks are strongly encouraged, especially with the recent proclamation from the governor, especially with some of these retail spaces being on the smaller side. So just be aware of that. So some have shifted to do more of like a takeaway sort of refreshment instead of right there. Everything will vary per business as far as those in-store offerings. But it's just a chance to get out after hours, 5 to 8 p.m., to see what's new and for holiday decor and gifts, apparel as well. We have at least 8 businesses that will be open tonight for the event. There might be a couple latecomers that join in the fun as well. So we'll kind of keep you updated on that as far as which are involved, but kind of just go around and look for who has their lights on and check out the Facebook page event for event page for who's all participating in that as well. So yeah, like I said, it's just a great chance to get out after hours. You know, we get so busy during the work week sometimes that we can't make it in, and sometimes our weekends get full too. So it's just a way to extend that shopping time frame for shoppers, and we encourage people to check out the businesses that are open during that time.
Now, just as everything else seems like this year, the Art on the Prairie is going to be looking a little bit different this year and going all virtual. And that fun starts today as well, going through the 30th of the month. So can you kind of educate me a little bit on what Art on the Prairie is going to look like this year?
Right. So a little bit different. We were holding off as long as we possibly could there. And the sip and shop was actually scheduled to kind of coincide with the Art on the Prairie weekend. But the committee did make the decision to shift to virtual. So it'll look very different with the various holiday open houses and the activity in our community this year. But they've shifted online, and so it's open today, Friday at noon, and will be open through Cyber Monday, which is November 30th. Is that right? Yes, November 30th on Monday. And so the platform itself will be live. The event will be live. There's an actual artist marketplace where you can go in and, you know, shop online with the artists that are participating. There's just over 25 artists that have signed up to have their mini shops within the platform. We also have a number of musicians that are doing live performances on Facebook. And so we'll be sharing that information and sharing those videos and encouraging people to tip like they normally would, but just doing it virtually. Another component, we have kind of a CSA, community-supported arts. We're putting packages together. So since you can't get out and shop in person, we are curating some different packages at different price points. So if you know that you want to just support the arts and know that you're, you know, helping out in just a small way, you can spend a set amount of dollars. So, you know, $100, you get this package with different items from different artists. So that's a fun way to do it. And there will be some Art on the Prairie merchandise as well coming out very soon, some T-shirts and things. So just encourage people to check it out to still support the arts in the community and this tradition. They're calling it the 10 and a half year instead of the 10th or 11th year, and hopeful for next year to be back in person and strong. It'll definitely affect our community as far as, you know, the shops and restaurants and the big hubbub activity over the weekend that we are used to seeing over the last 10 years. But we'll just kind of have to play it by ear like everything else this year. So a lot of those holiday open houses have shifted more to Small Business Saturday among our merchants. About a couple of them are still going on this weekend, and then a lot more will be over the Small Business Saturday weekend. But just really encouraging people to still consider shopping small, making a big impact in our community, and with those individual businesses as well, thinking about those thoughtful gifts, especially knowing that it's supporting the local economy as well.
Awesome. Well, that hit all the points I wanted to talk about. Is there anything that I forgot or anything else that you think we should be aware of as far as happenings with the Chamber?
Sure, just two quick things. Next Tuesday, November 17th at noon, for all of our current Chamber members, we have a director election meeting over Zoom, so any Chamber member can participate in that so that they can vote for the slate of directors that have been presented for the new year, for the new term. So we'll be sending that information out to our members via email to check in on that. And then just a quick reminder that that next day, Wednesday, November 18th, is when that Business Modernization and Protection Grant application deadline. So a couple small but mighty dates to keep in mind.
And that was our conversation with Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pasuti. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.